Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, still just you and me. You know, folks, every 4 years, you can watch special people participate in a noble cause. The Olympics, right? Like what's going on right now. The Summer Olympics is beautiful. These heroes commit countless hours over many years to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow qualify them to represent their country in the Olympic Games. Notice, no mention of winning or medals or glory. Most Olympians find neither, and yet they train, and yet they compete. Watching an event where at once self-conscious and grateful, as the camera's lens permits us to invade that private moment just prior to competition. We're self-conscious because of the intrusion, but grateful to share the moment and benefit vicariously from the Herculean effort and sacrifice. The TV camera moves in closer. We can actually see the color of their eyes, even imagine their thoughts. The swimmer, 12 years of training, and all comes down to the next few seconds. Must remember the fundamentals. The gymnast, today I will perform my personal best. Then the long lens captures the mouth. There's a lick to fight the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. The lips move ever so slightly, as if to offer a short prayer or claim an affirmation. Every day you watch another group of special people participate in a noble cause. Small business owners, right? Small business owners are a lot like Olympic athletes. They commit countless hours over many years, pushing mind and body to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to merely make a living. Notice, no mention of winning medals or glory. Most small business owners will find neither. And yet they show up year after year to work, to compete, and to contribute. Like an Olympic race, sometimes the future of a small business's success rides on how well the owner performs over a very short period of time. If the camera could take you in close, you might see an owner thinking, all these years of work and risk could come down to how well I deliver this proposal in the next few minutes. Must remember the fundamentals. Then the long lens would also capture the lick to lessen the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. Then the lips move ever so slightly, as if to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. Olympians and small business owners are dedicated to what they love. Both work hard in search of excellence, taking great risks at all odds, against all odds, and usually at their own expense. I'll gladly spend my admiration on that kind of a spirit. Because of Olympians and because of small business owners, in my opinion, folks, the world is a better place. And if you think about it, the Olympians that do the best, in my opinion, are the ones that are the purest. By that I mean they're unencumbered by government. The government doesn't. I like watching the ones where I believe at least that they're on their own. Maybe they've got some sponsorships, but the government isn't manipulating them. The government isn't behind them. That's one of the reasons I like. It's one of the many reasons why I like the American Olympians, because I know what they've gone through. I know that most of them have done this at their own expense to merely compete, and that's another thing that I like about small business owners and how they're compared to Olympians, because they compete at their own expense, they take their own risks, and they're better off. They're better when they're that way. They're better when they go when they have to go through their own crucible, through their own gauntlet. And when the government is out of the way, when the government gets out of the way, out of their way, and that's one of the challenges we have right now, folks, in the marketplace. This is an encroaching federal government. And it's not, and I got to be fair about this. It's not just it's not just Democrats. We've got the GOP elitists who is obvious. It's very obvious right now, are more interested in their little world than they are in the nation. And so it's the political class that we have to worry about. And I think this is something that all of us need to be thinking about. And I wonder, you know, I wonder about the future of things like the Olympics. The more the government encroaches on our lives, the less liberty we have. And, you know, could that put the Olympics, the Olympics as we know it, the Olympians as we know it, free to do what they want to do, free to train as they want to train, to try if they want to try, without being encumbered by the government? That's all a small business owner ever asks. So as we think about the future, my friends, I think America is better when we have more liberty. And we have less liberty when we have more government. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Running through the backwoods, bay. I can still hear my old hound dog barking. Chase them down, a who do they? Chase them down, a who do they? On the bayou. On the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.